All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, Sully, let's have a little fun. It's been a tradition on this show for a long, long time. The week, state, every day, we do at least one of these, you know, mock press conferences. So, we'll rapid fire your questions, and let's see what the people have for us. If you want to dial in with a question for the press conference, 248-539-9797, or ticket text. It all works. Michael.
All right, if everybody could please have a seat. Have a seat, please. I know you all have a lot of questions.
Don't you dare come in here.
Is he ready?
You little punk.
He's ready?
I'm sitting here dying on the vine.
Is he ready? Is he ready? He's ready? So without further ado, we'd like to bring out Mr. Mike Valenti.
Thank you. That production gets worse every year.
What a great moderator. Jeez.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go.
All right, question number one. And again, text and call in with these, please. If you had to predict a score right now, are you able to make a score prediction here on Monday?
I hate score predictions. They're never accurate. They're useless. I will simply tell you, I will be surprised if this isn't kind of a race to 20. I really would be surprised if this game turned into something like a shootout of any. I think it'll be low scoring, hard hitting. I think both staffs are stubborn enough. But no, I cannot offer you a score prediction today. I don't even like doing it Friday.
A few people asking this question. I'm just going to get it in one question right here. Asking you to address the roughing the snapper penalty in the Michigan game Saturday night.
Yeah, you don't see it called a lot, but it happened. It was a big play in the game, and it's not the difference between Wisconsin winning and losing. Wisconsin blows. I just thought it was a nice way to take care of the inevitable. I didn't have a huge problem with it. I mean, of course Michigan gets that call, but whatever.
All right, I like this one. Who's the best player on the field this Saturday?
What, college football player or pro prospect? Because sometimes those are different.
I guess just best. I guess best overall player from a college standpoint. Not necessarily pro, because just potential, but the best college football player.
You know, Mike, honestly, I just think there's a lot of good players. I don't have one that rises above the rest. You know, I've never been a big Rashawn Gary guy. I don't think he's nearly as productive as he should be. I think his motor varies. I don't know if he's playing. If I had to pick one guy, I mean, Chase Winovich just had an unbelievable season. Mm-hmm. High energy, high motor, emotional leader, and just productive as all hell. I wouldn't have a problem saying Winovich. I mean, I think Bocci obviously is an amazing player. I think Bush is a good player. I don't love Devin Bush. I think the size is going to be a problem at the next level. But no, I mean, there's a lot of good players out there this week.
Well, that fits perfect. This next question. Thoughts on Chase Winovich and his effectiveness both with and without Gary this season?
No, it's obviously going to be better with. Without, I think Winovich will see a lot more attention. But look, he's a smart kid. He knows the game. He knows where to be and when to be there. And he's crafty with his moves. I think Winovich will be a factor regardless. But of course you're always going to be better if you have your running mate with you. I mean, duh.
How big of an impact Michigan State not having a punter do you think will hurt them against Michigan? That's from Dwayne and Howell.
Massive. I think, again, we don't have the ability to cough and corner people. We just don't have the skill set back there. We don't have the ability to boom a 50 or 55 or 60-yard punt. Our exchanges will be 7, 10, 15 yards less every time we punt. I think it's going to play a huge role in a game that I think you could see a ton of punting.
Of all the players who sat against Penn State, which one would be the biggest to get back against Michigan?
Oh, I mean, Josiah Scott would be number one with a bullet, but that's not realistic. So let me choose from the guys who we have a chance to get back. I'd say Daryl Stewart or Kevin Jarvis. I mean, you could take your pick. Jarvis, to me, is our best guard. And in a game like this, we're going to need him. But Daryl Stewart is kind of a backup option for Lewerke. you got to have somebody out there to help Felton, you know, and Daryl Stewart's the only regular that we have a chance to get back. I don't think we're getting Naylor back, and we're not getting Cody White back. So I would probably say Stewart and then Jarvis.
All right, let's mix in a question from the people. Chad has a question for you, Mike. Chad.
Hey, sorry about that, guys. Mikey, I got to ask you. I got a funny story. Now, obviously, the rivalry's gotten a little more heated in the last 10 years with Michigan State's ascension and Michigan. I mean, I think you guys have 3 Big Ten titles since we've won one, right? Because you won one before they even had the conference championship format. So, the rivalry's gotten a little heated. Now, I'm going to ask you from my standpoint as the opposite. Do Michigan fans hate State because you've kind of risen to our level or really topped us? I mean, 3 Big Ten titles to none says it all. Now, let me tell you a little story. Mike, I know you know this case.
That is not a question.
Come on now. Chad.
Mike, the Spartan Sports Den. Let me tell you a quick story for the Michigan fans. When I started to hate Sparty...
You know what? Take the microphone from Chad.
That's not a question.
That is not a question. I'm not here for your stories, Chad. I love you. Don't make me hate you.
Get him out of here.
I'm going to read a few more, then we'll maybe give the people another chance.
Why does Michigan hate State? Because they can't beat us. Because we win things. And then they go to their faux superiority routine, which is doubly annoying. Chad, stop it. Next.
All right, this one from Troy. Does MSU win if they score 21-plus points?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. I'm too emotional right now. I think if we can get to 21, we got a shot. Yes.
What do you think is more likely to happen this Saturday? Oh, Michigan winning by a blowout or State pulling out another close win?
State close. Yep. If State got blown out, that would be bitterly disappointing, as Harbaugh would say. And look, what do I have to go on as evidence that D'Antonio's going to get blown out in this game? He just doesn't. Even when we have a bad team. I mean, hell, you were 24.5-point favorites. You beat us 30-23, and I know that game wasn't close. I know it wasn't, but I'll be damned if he didn't lose by... So, no, I just think it's far more likely close win versus a blowout loss.
Let's give the people another chance for a question for you, Mike.
Hey, you remember that one time?
Dan has a question for you. Dan, what's your question?
Hey, Mike, I'm a U of M fan, so don't get me wrong here. As the wide receivers in the Big Ten in general, does U of M have below to average receivers is what I'm saying?
I think they've got potential to be unbelievable, but I don't love them. I don't think saying below average is fair, though. That's not right. But
well, I'm not loving them neither, but they had a good game.
They
don't
did.
Get me wrong.
They did. I think... The other problem, Dan, and appreciate your question, we haven't given them an opportunity to really show us their stuff. You've played nobody. You've kept Shea Patterson's pass attempts to a minimum. You're also obsessed with tight end usage. But I think the talent is there for them to be an absolute asset, and I think this is the type of game they're going to have to be. Because I don't think you're going to make your hay 6-7 yards at a time. Next question, please.
This one makes you think a little bit. Trade one player from each team that would further the other team's chances for a win.
Oh, wow.
It's a good one. Kind of makes you think. Swap a player, put a player from Michigan on State, and vice versa.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
It's a good one.
Jesus.
I wish they would have signed their name.
All right, hold on. I got this. I've bitched about Michigan's defensive tackle play all year. I think it's the difference in their defense year over year. If they could take Mike Panasiuk or Raekwon Williams, their choice, and insert that player in the middle of their defense, yes. I think that would make it look totally different. Yes. And for State, boy, this is tough. What we need is a tackle, and I don't like your tackles, but you know what would look pretty good at MSU? What about Zach Gentry? Yeah, we're short on wide receivers, but our tight ends are... very disappointing. Lewerke, safety blanket, 6'8 target. You put him and Felton on the same side of the field. Who do you double? Jump balls. Zach Gentry might be an option for me. I know that sounds crazy with what our O-line looks like, but a tight end can dominate the middle of the field. That's exactly what Gentry does. That's a great question. I'm aroused at that question.
That's a great one. You think we'll finally see some more design run plays for Lewerke this week?
You better, or else we have no chance of gaining ground. I know we changed to a zone scheme. This is the adult table this weekend. I respect, I know, crazy, right? I respect Michigan. Defensive. Next.
It's a personal one. When did Mike first discover the hate for Michigan?
13 years old. Family friend played for U of M. Didn't like him. Didn't like all the goofballs at my high school wearing U of M starter pullover jackets with the marsupial pouch because of the Fab Five. And I discovered Gruff Sparty, and I thought it was cool. So I decided to try something different. Next question.
Do you believe Michigan has a quote-unquote good offensive line this year?
I'm not ready to commit to that answer. Next.
Do you think LJ Scott's little sister comment from Big Ten Media Day is going to have any effect on this game?
You know, I hated the comment when he did it. I don't know. Probably. It'll be somewhere in their room. I just wish LJ would take a defensive driving course and pay his tickets. Next.
Let's wrap up with this one. With LJ Scott not traveling to Penn State, what do you think his outlook is for the rest of the season?
I don't expect to see him, just to be straight up with you. I don't expect to see him, and honestly, Jefferson and Hayward are showing some flashes here, and I just wouldn't mind moving forward with the younger guys. I don't know. I mean, I Mike, it's just to a point now. What, all of a sudden, is he going to pop up, hasn't played in a month, and you're going to come into a game like this? I don't expect to see him. I'll be surprised if I do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.